नाहं वेदैर्न तपसा नाधानी नाच्छेज्वया शक्या एवं वितोर्द्रष्टं द्रष्टवान् असि मां यथा। The form which you are seeing with your transcendental eyes cannot be understood simply by studying the Vedas, nor by undergoing serious penances, nor by charity, nor by worship. It is not by these means that one can see me as I am. This sloka is from the 11th chapter, text 53 from Bhagavad Gita, purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktiviran Swami Prabhupada. Krishna first appeared before His parents, Devaki and Vasudev, in a four-handed form. And then he transformed himself into the two-handed form. This mystery is very difficult to understand for those who are atheists or who are devoid of devotional service. For scholars who have simply studied Vedic literature by way of speculation or out of mere academic interest, Krishna is not easy to understand. Nor is he to be understood by persons who officially go to the temple to offer worship. They make their visit, but they cannot understand Krishna as he is. Krishna can be understood only through the path of devotional service, as explained by Krishna himself in the next verse. Bhaktya tvananyaya shakya aham evam vidorjuna jnatam drashtam cha tatvena praveshtam cha parantapa. My dear Arjuna, only by undivided devotional service can I be understood as I am standing before you, and can thus be seen directly. Only in this way can you enter into the mysteries of my understanding. This coming Tuesday, we will be celebrating for the pleasure of their lordships, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, the most blessed and sacred occasion of Janamastami. We would like all of you to kindly come Monday and Tuesday in the evenings. We will have very beautiful ceremonies. And very kind guests have also agreed to come to help to make this a wonderful occasion. Some people may wonder, if God is everywhere, and if God is in everything, then why do you celebrate His appearance? He is always appearing. Krishna says in Gita, Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridayesya arjuna tishtati, that I am seated in the heart of every living being. It is also explained that the super soul exists everywhere. For one who sees me everywhere and everything in me, for him I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. So just from a question of logic,
here
I am sitting. If I'm sitting here before you, if someone says, well, Radhanath Swami will appear at 2 o'clock, you will think, what is this appear? He's already sitting here. Does it make sense? So if God is always everywhere, if He is always standing before us, why do we celebrate His appearance? This verse of Bhagavad Gita explains that Janmashtami is not simply a celebration to commemorate the historical appearance of Sri Krishna when He incarnated on this earth to display His divine pastimes 5,000 years ago. It is a fact that 5,000 years back, on the occasion of Janmashtami, Sri Krishna appeared in His original transcendental form as the son of Devaki and Vasudeva to display His divine pastimes for the purification of all the world. The spirit of Janmashtami. Why did Krishna appear? He did not appear simply to establish a particular historical event to be celebrated. I must stop. Go through the altar. You see, in Kali Yuga, our mind is always being distracted. So therefore, we should try to create, as far as possible, a peaceful and sacred atmosphere in which there is as little distraction as possible. That is why we come to the temple. After all, in our own home, we have a temple. But in our home, there are so many distractions. Everything is reminding us of our body, right? This belongs to my baby, this belongs to my child, this belongs to my husband. Maybe I should cook now, maybe I should do this, huh? And when we leave our home, there's traffic, there's business, there's all sorts of everything. So it is necessary to have a beautiful temple by which we can come to hear the glories of the Lord and to chant the glories of the Lord without any distraction. The temple is meant to be a very, very sanctified atmosphere where the whole world can come and very easily in the association of devotees. Because if everyone comes for the common purpose of glorifying God, there is no distraction amongst ourselves. So therefore, it is very important as a service to all of you that we create an atmosphere where there are not drills going and fans blowing and all kinds of distractions to take your mind away from the message of God, of Krishna consciousness. So we are talking about this most beautiful appearance of Sri Krishna. We have the birthday of the president. Just like in America, we have so many birthdays of presidents. There's so many presidents. There's George Washington's birthday, there's Abraham Lincoln's birthday, so many birthdays. And people just celebrate, yes, he historically appeared at this time. And it ended up there were so many presidents, and there's so many days off school, because you have to celebrate, that they just decided that let's just lump them all into one and call it President's Day. And then we'll just have one day off a year of school for all the presidents. Such a personal gesture of love for each and every one of these souls. Now it's just a day off where you say, yes, this is the day when all the presidents are celebrated. So historically, Krishna did appear, yes. But why did he appear? He appeared for the purpose of establishing the goal of life in the hearts of all living beings. although he is everywhere and he is in everything, still he specially took birth in this world to attract our minds back to his lotus feet, so that we could see him everywhere and in everything, so that we could serve him and love him everywhere and in everything. The real spirit of Janamastami is to come together, to learn the science of purifying our hearts so that Krishna will actually appear to us. The fact is, he has appeared in the form of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. Krishna is personally standing before us. Then why is it that when we look at them, our hairs do not stand on end, tears do not flow from our eyes, our heart does not swell and overflow with an incessant volcano of love? It is because we are not seeing Krishna, although he is right there. Theoretically, with our good sentiments, we are accepting, and based on philosophy, that this is God standing before me. But are we actually seeing the full beauty that is being manifested? Are we able to do so? Krishna reveals himself according to how we approach him. According to the attitude of service, devotional service, Krishna reveals himself. We do not approach Krishna for our pleasure. We approach Krishna for his pleasure. To the extent that is our consciousness, to that extent Krishna reveals himself to us. Look at the example of Devaki and Vasudev. In order to have Krishna as their child, Krishna put them through a situation where they had to suffer the loss of 6 consecutive children who they were very much, as a mother and father, loving with great care. Sometimes we see how when a mother or a father loses a child, even amongst great devotees, there's tears of love that are shed due to the loss of that dear and precious child. Mother Devaki nursed these children 9 months each within her womb with great expectation of raising, caring for, and loving these children. And each one of them, right before her own eyes, was brutally murdered by Kamsa. But Devaki she continued to have children. Why? If you knew your child would be killed, would you have another one? Has anyone ever asked why she kept having children? She saw the first one killed, and yet she went and had a second one, knowing it would be killed. She had the second one killed. She saw it with her own eyes. And the third, and the fourth. Do you know what an incredibly agonizing tragedy it was in her life to nurse this child for 9 months and then see it killed? After the fifth child, she went and had another one. Do you think she was having all these children because she could not control her senses and there was no family planning in those days? Huh? What do you think? No. She had perfect control of her senses. She was not the slightest bit interested in the pleasures of coming together with a man. She knew the plan of God. She knew that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, would appear as her eighth son. Therefore, as a service to Krishna, she had to have all these children, even though she had to physically, emotionally suffer the loss of these children. Don't think she did not cry and weep. She did. Bhaktas are not hard-hearted people. Bhaktas are very sensitive and soft-hearted people. But she was willing to go through all this pain and agony to prepare the way for Krishna's divine appearance in this world. It was the prophecy and the will of God that the eighth son. So she had to have child after child after child. In other words, she manifested total selflessness. A total giving of herself for the pleasure and the mission and the will of God. Most people approach God, what can you do for me? Most people approach the guru and the sadhus, what can you do for me? And even when we offer something to Krishna or offer something to the guru or the sadhu, we're thinking, I will enjoy giving it to you. Huh? But Devaki was not at all thinking like this. For the will of Krishna, to serve him, she was willing to selflessly go through what is, I think you will all agree, the most painful conditions of life. You who are parents, tell me, is there anything that you can imagine more painful than seeing your child brutally murdered right before your eyes? If you lose your business, if you lose your reputation, if you lose your home, does that even compare to such a painful condition of life? What do you think? There's nothing more painful. Devaki was willing to willingly accept this pain 6 times consecutively. Because this was her service to Krishna. Therefore, Devaki exemplified to us what does really Janmashtami mean? Huh? Did you ever think of Janmashtami in these terms? We're just thinking of, oh, we will see the Abhishek, then we will have a nice feast at midnight and enjoy. Huh? But let us see Janmashtami from the point of view of Devaki. Because it was from her womb that Krishna appeared. And the spirit of Janmashtami is to invite Krishna to appear within our own life, within the womb of our own consciousness. Is it not? In order for Krishna to appear within the womb of our consciousness, we have to become like Devaki. We have to be willing to be the selfless servant of the Lord. This is the meaning of bhakti. Srila Prabhupada explains in this purport from the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. nor is Krishna to be understood by persons who officially go to the temple to offer worship. They make their visit, but they cannot understand Krishna as he is. Krishna can be understood only through the path of devotional service, as explained by Krishna himself in the next verse. So when we come to the temple, we will receive what we put into our visit. Krishna reveals himself as we approach him. If we become because it's fun, then we will get some fun. And we will also get purified, little by little. If we become because we're afraid not to come, because people will think, why did he not come? Then people will not think why he did not come. That will be the result. And there will be some purification. But why should we really come to the temple if we want to maximally utilize our human form of life? After all, we only have a few minutes to live. You may say, why a few minutes? I have so many years. So all of our years of life, they pass in what appears to be only a few minutes. Think back. Now we are, some of us are 75 years old here today. How old is your father? 74. Some of us are 50, 60, 40. If you look back at your life, it appears that everything passed in a few minutes. Does it not? And as you grow older, your life grows faster and faster and faster. So how to utilize these precious moments? When we come to the temple, we should come to the temple in the proper consciousness. We should come in the consciousness that Devaki illustrated by her life. We should be coming in the consciousness that Krishna and Krishna's devotees, I am coming to offer my services to them. When we are chanting the holy name, we are chanting as an offering of service for the pleasure of the Lord and for the pleasure of the Lord's devotees. When we sit and hear the class, we should not simply be thinking, yes, I enjoyed the class today. We should be sacrificing the precious time of our life as an offering to Krishna. By offering our ears, our mind, our intelligence, our heart to hear his transcendental glories for his pleasure. And also for the pleasure of the devotees. Because each one of you who is attentive contributes to the sanctity of the atmosphere which purifies everyone else in the room. When your mind is wandering, roaming, dancing from place to place, you are creating a turmoil within the atmosphere. But better you stay and do that. But if you really want to offer service, as hard as you possibly can, you will open your heart, your ears, and try to listen. Not because it's fun, but as an offering of service to Krishna and to his devotees. And when we come before the beautiful form of the Archavigraha, the deity, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, we should not simply be thinking, oh Krishna, I am enjoying, you are so beautiful today. And Srimati Radharani, how much I am enjoying how beautiful you are today. We should come before the deities to be enjoyed by them. By offering our love to them, by offering our prayers, by offering our service, whatever we have, our mind, intelligence, whatever we can give, if we approach the deity in this way, Krishna does not need our money. He needs our love. Krishna does not need our intelligence. He does not need our managerial capacity. He does not need our influence over others. He has everything. But he needs our love. And these are simply forms in which we can express our love to the Lord. This is the real spirit of Janamastami. And when we are willing to dedicate our lives for the pleasure of Krishna, in the service of Krishna, then we have captured the great lesson of Devaki. And then Janmashtami will have a real meaning to our life. Janmashtami will not just be a function that we attend, but it will be an experience of enlightenment, spiritual enrichment. So we should prepare ourselves in this consciousness. Bhaktyatvananyayashakya aham evam vidorjuna jyatam drastam chaptaktvena praveshtam chaparantapa. Krishna says that only by undivided devotion can I be understood as I am. Standing here before you, Krishna is standing before all of us right now. But he can only be understood as he is when he reveals himself by his own causeless mercy in reciprocation with our devotional service. So this service attitude is the essence of spiritual life. Bahunam janmanamante jnanabhammam papadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlaba. After many births and deaths of practicing the various systems of yoga, the various religions, of studying the various philosophies of the world, after many births and deaths of such endeavors, when one finally comes to the point of real knowledge, one surrenders to Vasudeva, knowing him to be the cause of all causes and all that is. This verse is very interesting, because Krishna himself is speaking, and he says, Vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlaba. After many births and deaths of passing through all situations of life, when one finally comes to the point of knowledge, he surrenders to Vasudeva, knowing him to be the cause of all causes and all that is, samahatma sudurlaba. Such a great soul is very rare. Krishna specifically calls himself by the name Vasudeva. Vasudeva is Krishna's father. Krishna is named Vasudeva because he took birth from Vasudeva. And one who realizes Krishna, it is said that he has attained the Vasudeva platform. Krishna appeared to Vasudeva. Why? Vasudeva shared the same spirit as Devaki. What was the great sacrifice of Vasudeva? We have discussed Devaki. Most people want a child so they can enjoy it. Huh? Vasudeva willingly arranged 6 children that he had to see killed. And each one was a male. And you know how much fathers are attached to male children here in India? Huh? Well, this was Mathura. Mathura is part of India. So you can understand the natural affection that Vasudev had for these children. And he was willing to experience all this pain because it was his service to Krishna. To help arrange for Krishna to appear for the rest of the world to enjoy, to be benefited by, and to be enlightened by. Sometimes you're willing to undergo a tremendous amount of austerity if you know that you'll get something in the future. Right? If I know I could have such a good son, then I'm willing to watch all these other things take place. But Vasudev, even after going through all of that, when Krishna finally did appear, he wasn't even attached to keeping Krishna. Krishna said, "The moment I appear, Vasudev, take me across the Jamuna, bring me to the house of Nanda Maharaj, there I will stay. You will be childless, living in the prison for the rest of the time." Did Vasudev complain? Did he say, "My dear Krishna, do you know what I went through to have you as a child? Do you know all the suffering and pain? If it wasn't for you coming as my child, I wouldn't even have to be in prison today. It's only because of this prophecy of you that I'm here. It's only because of you that I lost my 6 children. And now, I finally have you, and you're not even going to allow me to keep you for 1 hour? You want me to immediately take you to somebody else?" Did he complain like that? No. When he was given the order by Narayan, that when I am born, you take me to Nanda, then you come back and live in this jail. When he was given that order, Vasudev, with folded palms, he bowed his head. "Yes, Krishna, let your will be done. My life and soul is for your pleasure." Huh? When we come to that consciousness, where we are willing to give everything for Krishna and expect nothing in return, then we are on the Vasudev platform. Then Krishna appears to us. So Krishna says, "Vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlava." After many births and deaths, when one finally comes to the point of knowledge, he surrenders to Vasudev. He surrenders in the mood of Vasudev. So you may be thinking, Vasudev is suffering? Externally, if it appears, yes, he is suffering. But because he is accepting suffering in the service of the Lord, actually, internally, you should know that Krishna is reciprocating with him and giving him the purest and highest state of transcendental ecstasy from within, because he was willing to go through all of this. And he loved Krishna as his own child. After Krishna was brought to Gokul, he had to come back with the baby girl, Yogamaya. Then she flew away. He wasn't even allowed to keep a daughter. Huh? And how much he was always worrying about Krishna. Kamsa was sending very powerful mystic asuras throughout to kill all the babies. He was always trying to make whatever inquiries. How is this little baby son of Nanda Maharaj? How is he doing? What is he doing? Huh? How is he growing up? He could not even see his own child being brought up. What a pleasure it is for a father. The one son that was born, he wasn't even allowed to see him for 10 years. But he was willing to accept that position because Krishna was enjoying. And when he would hear how Krishna was enjoying in Vrindavan, Gokul, he was so happy. So how much are we willing to live for the pleasure of God? That is the spirit of Janamastami. It is when we capture this spirit. Do not think it is simply all pain. But this is the extreme and the extent that Vasudeva and Devaki gave us an example of what it means to be a selfless servant. What it means, what is the qualification for Krishna to appear within our life? Huh? It is not that you may necessarily have to go through all of that. Actually, Krishna consciousness is simply blissful. Chanting, dancing, feasting. It is wonderful. But we have to capture that same spirit. We have to be willing to go through all those things for the pleasure of Krishna if it is His will. He may not make you go. He may or may not. That is His will. He may have everything go just your way. Very nice. If that is His will, we accept. Unconditional trust and faith in the divine will of God, that is what we learn from Vasudeva and Devaki. Huh? When we come to the temple with this feeling, Krishna, how can I serve you? Krishna, how can I make you happy? Of course, Krishna says, Madbhakta puja vyadika. If you want to make me happy, you have to make my devotees happy. Lord Krishna told Uddhava, he who calls himself my devotee is not my devotee. Sometimes we are very proud. I am Krishna's devotee. If you're saying like that, according to Krishna, you're not his devotee. Krishna says, he who calls himself the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee. So God, by coming to please Sri Radha Gopinath, we must come with a desire to please the Lord's devotees. To serve the Lord's devotees. We should not come to the temple for our pleasure. We should come to the temple for Guru and Krishna's pleasure. Then we will come whether we feel like it or not. Huh? That is the proper consciousness by which we approach Krishna. Janmashtami is most glorious. Factually, it is the most illuminating and enlightening night of the year if we approach Krishna as his divine, as his humble servant. Huh? Then Krishna will not only appear as a historical reference to our mind, but he will actually appear within our life on that night. He is everywhere. He is in everything. And he is anxious to reveal himself. But we have to open our hearts in order to accept his divine mercy. Are there any questions? So I would like to announce that by the divine mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has appeared in the form of Srinathji, beautiful Murti of Srinathji, and beautiful Murti of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu. They have come to our temple here, Radha Gopinath Mandir, and I cannot even try to explain the beauty and the glory of the mercy of Krishna in these wonderful forms. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu, they are the most merciful of all incarnations, because they are freely giving love of Krishna without discrimination to everyone through the divine process of chanting the holy names. And Sri Gopal, Srinathji, is the most celebrated lifter of Govardhan Hill. Krishna lifted the Govardhan Hill to protect his devotees from otherwise destruction, and also to exhibit to the world that this beautiful little cowherd boy playing with his friends is the Supreme Absolute Truth, the God of all gods. So they will be appearing on October 19th, which is the day of Govardhan Puja, Anukuta. So it's most auspicious day of the whole year for Srinathji Gopal, because he is the lifter of Govardhan. So on the day that he lifts the Govardhan Hill, he will appear to lift the hill right before our very eyes. So we are making very great preparations for this wonderful ceremony. The preparation is both internally as well as externally. So please keep this on your calendars. I know it is close to Diwali and it's the time that you visit your relatives and everything else, but your most important relative is your eternal father. Huh? So you should also visit the house of your eternal father on that day, especially since it's his birthday. Huh? He is appearing on that day. Krishna is so kind. He appears in so many wonderful ways out of his causeless mercy, only to attract our minds back to his loving service. That is why he comes to this world. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chuduskritam dharma samstapa naradam sambhavami yuge yuge. Krishna says, I appear to annihilate the miscreants, to deliver the pious, to reestablish the principles of religion. All he has to do is take a Sudarshan chakra and just cut a few veins in their hearts and they will die, right? Problem for him? To reestablish the principles of religion, he can do that through his devotees. That's usually how he does it anyway. To deliver the pious, he could deliver the pious through the agency of material nature if he wants. Maya adhyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. He is the controller of this nature. Or he could deliver the pious through his empowered representatives, his devotees. Or he could deliver the pious invisibly, just by controlling things in such a way. So why really does he come to this world? These are only external reasons. The internal reason is to attract the minds of the world to his lotus feet and to give pleasure to the minds of his devotees. Huh? So Krishna is appearing in so many wonderful ways. let us allow our minds to be attracted to his lotus feet. That is the greatest perfection of our life. Now our minds are being so much obsessed with so many of the dualities and the duplicities of this world. And we get so caught up in these things. This person hates me. Oh my God, what am I? This person's trying to destroy me. This person's trying to help me. Oh, I love this person, but this person I don't love. Huh? And how will I make this money? And how will I maintain my family? And how will I keep my health? And what about at any midday there might be a war? Huh? Our minds are constantly being distracted to the temporary illusory forms of this world. And this way we waste our whole life for naught, for nothing. Therefore Krishna appears within his name. He appears within his devotees. He appears within the deity. In so many beautiful and wonderful ways. It's like Krishna's in his name, and yet there are so many wonderful melodies, and so many wonderful songs, and yet there are so many wonderful melodies, and so many wonderful songs, so many wonderful kirtans, so many wonderful bhajans. In this way, his name takes so many forms just to attract our minds. Krishna appears in his devotees. And there are so many different types of devotees. Some are heavy, surrender. Some are very sweet. There are different types. All of them, according to you, he is appearing in different devotees just to attract our minds. And Krishna appears in so many wonderful forms as Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda dancing, as Radha and Krishna playing on their flutes, standing before in a most loving, benevolent manner. He appears as Srinathji, in his beautiful blackish form as the lifter of Govardhan Hill, in the form of just a little tiny baby, not a baby, but just a little child of 7 years old. Krishna is so mercifully coming in so many ways just to attract our minds to his lotus feet. He also appears as Prasad. Ah, Prasad is none different than Krishna. Mahaprasadam. And how Prasadam appears in so many ways. Some people like sweets. Some people like sabji. Some people like samosas. He appears in all these ways just to attract your mind back to him. So let us take this prasadam to our full satisfaction and glorify their lordship Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. And in love, cry upon the help of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Thank you very much.